It's time now for This Week in the Women's WCHA. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. The WCHA wrapped up its first full weekend of league play as Bemidji State hosted last year's national champs, Minnesota Gophers. North Dakota traveled to St. Cloud. Duluth entertained Minnesota State. And Ohio State made the trip to Madison to battle the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. History was made Friday night in Madison as Wisconsin goaltender Anne-Renee Dabian recorded her 40th career shutout to break a program record. The Badgers got two goals from Emily Clark and the final goal from Jenny Ryan for the 3-0 shutout win over Ohio State. On Saturday, the Buckeyes' Juliana Iafallo would score the only Ohio State goal on the weekend at 12:09 of the second period. The Badgers' Sam Cogan answered back with less than 2 minutes left in the game to force the shootout. Despite some rookie nerves, Wisconsin freshman Abby Rock was all the Badgers needed to win the shootout.
I was pretty nervous. I obviously my first shootout in a collegiate game, so I just went to my backhand, managed to get it in. I was super excited, looked at my teams, they're all just as excited, so it was an amazing moment.
Ohio State's first-year head coach, Nadine Muzural, is proud of how her team has overcome adversity.
I think the team has adjusted very well. They've faced adversity in many ways that no team has had to deal with, luckily, but we're moving forward. You know, we're not looking in a rear-view mirror. They're excited about the season, especially tying Wisconsin last weekend. They have a lot of energy from that and are very hopeful for what the future can bring for the season.
46 minutes into the game on Friday, Bemidji State senior forward Lauren Miller got the scoring started. But the 1-0 lead would only last 2 minutes, as Minnesota senior forward Danny Cameronese answered back with two goals for the 3-1 Gopher win. BSU's Brittany Mowat followed up 48 minutes of shutout hockey Friday with her 16th career shutout on Saturday. BSU's junior forward Summer Thibodeau jammed in the eventual game winner just 1:21 into the first period on Saturday, while senior forward Cicely Nelson tallied an empty net insurance goal with less than a minute to play. That gave the Beavers the 2-0 win. Mowat's 58 saves on the weekend earned her the WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. BSU senior captain Madison Hutchinson on the play of her lifelong friend and teammate.
It's great. It's always so calm, cool, and collective. It's nice playing beside her. It's been a long time, and it's kind of bittersweet that this will be our last year.
BSU head coach Jim Scanlon on the play of his team.
Obviously, anytime you can beat Minnesota, it's a real good feeling, and just really, really proud of the group. I thought I just said, hey, let's dig down. We got 20 miles. Let's dig down, do this for each other, find that little bit extra, and I couldn't be more proud of the way we battled and competed. And a penalty kill, just outstanding. And of course, Britt was her usual self. So
Minnesota State traveled to Duluth, where they faced the high scoring offense of the Bulldogs. UMD scored a total of 9 goals on the weekend, while only giving up a single goal to the Mavericks. That one coming in the second game of the series. UMD got the shutout Friday 4-0, then won 5-1 Saturday. Bulldogs coach Maura Crowell on the play of her team after Friday's 4-0 win.
I think the first two periods were tough. Like I mentioned to the players, you know, Mankato plays a different style than BC, and they clog things up and they are frustrating. They work really hard. So we needed to match that, and I think we came alive in the third, and certainly our special teams were very good tonight. Converted 3 of 4 power plays and clean sheet on the kill. So that's something that we've been focusing a lot on throughout the week, so we're happy to come away with the win.
UMD's Lara Stalder was named the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week after scoring 3 goals and assisting on 3 others. With those points, Stalder became only the 20th player in UMD women's hockey history to reach the career 100-point plateau. St. Cloud State split the weekend with 6th-ranked North Dakota. UND squeaked out a 1-0 win on Friday with a lone goal scored by senior forward Amy Menke. Then on Saturday, the Huskies upset the Fighting Hawks in a come-from-behind 3-2 win. St. Cloud's game winner came off the stick of senior forward Kelsey Salins at the 4:03 mark of the third period. St. Cloud was also backstopped by freshman goalie Janine Alder, who stopped 51 of 52 shots, including all 21 she faced in a relief role Saturday. It was just enough to earn her WCHA Rookie of the Week honors. St. Cloud's Kelsey Salins on her game-winning goal.
It was very exciting. I just saw an opening and I took it, and Suvi spotted me from the blue line and got a shot on net. It was good.
Coach Eric Rude on the play of Janine Alder.
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, that's a very difficult place to come in. And I think she came in, they won the draw and ripped one right in at a tip shot that's a hard save to make right away. So that might have helped her get right into it. But, you know, I thought she kind of picked up where she left off last night. She played great last night and jumped right back in there and kind of had that same feel today.
This weekend, Wisconsin heads east to play Clarkson. North Dakota plays host to the Mavericks. BSU's Summer Thibodeau tells us what the Beavers can expect to see out of the Buckeyes this weekend.
I mean, they've always been a competitive, hardworking team. They like to battle. They're very physical. So we have to allow them to play at our level. We can't play at theirs. We have to pick up the pace and set the level right away.
And Minnesota hosts rival Duluth this weekend. For the Gophers' Danny Camernese, this rival is close to home.
Personally, for me, I think my brother played at Duluth, so there's a little something going on there. I don't know why. Like, whenever I went to Duluth, I played really well, and maybe it has something to do with that internally, but I'm just really excited for the weekend this weekend as well.
Five of the WCHA's eight teams made it into the top 10 in the USA Today, USA Hockey Magazine Women's College Hockey Poll this week. Wisconsin came in at number one, Minnesota behind them at two, Minnesota Duluth is fourth, Bemidji State makes their first appearance in the eighth spot, while North Dakota rounds out the poll at 10th. Next weekend, Minnesota travels to Columbus, Ohio to battle the Buckeyes. The UMD Bulldogs host their playoff rival, Bemidji State Beavers, and St. Cloud State heads to Mankato to play the MSU Mavericks, all of those in Friday-Saturday series, while North Dakota hosts the Wisconsin Badgers in a Saturday-Sunday series. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in the Women's WCHA.